everybody. Welcome back to the new year and a new Wild Thoughts Pod episode.
Woo! Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. We're so excited. We hope everyone had a great New Year's, great holidays, and you had the time to just relax and start fresh for the new year.
Yes.
So of course, classic, today our episode is all about 2023, but also looking back at 2022 and a recap. And we're going to be talking about our vision for 2023. And of course, that includes vision boards.
Yes, we love vision boards. We're big advocates for it.
So yeah, super
we hope
fun.
You did yours.
Yeah. I saw people doing some per month. Like, it was so
okay,
interesting.
So that's what I was talking to.
Yeah.
So,
oh, because you had like, yeah. Okay.
Well,
sorry.
I didn't do it.
Yeah.
But basically, what I was talking to Afi about right before this is that I'm trying to do for 2023 goals per month that are gonna allow me to achieve my yearly goals that I'm gonna talk about now. Cause I saw a lot of people doing vision boards by month two and then having their monthly goals. And I think that's like way more attainable and like way more realistic. So I'm gonna try to do that this year. We'll see if it works.
Yeah.
I
think that also helps with just refocusing yourself, because sometimes we create the vision board at the beginning of the year and then I never look at it. So at least the monthly ones, it keeps you focused, kind of like okay, you don't forget about what were your goals and you're taking it like one step at a time, so it's not overwhelming. It's like you breaking down your goals but visually, basically.
But before we dive into it, I just want to mention that I had a realization.
An enlightenment.
Towards the end of 2022, where I started to think about like what goals I want to accomplish in 2023. And then I was kind of like, I feel like sometimes we put way too much pressure on ourselves, especially in the new year, especially in January, that we're like, okay, I want to accomplish this, 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 this. And then by the end of the year, if we don't accomplish that, like it depends like your personality, but sometimes people are like disappointed. And that's why they don't set like necessarily resolutions or goals for themselves, because they don't want to feel that disappointment. But I feel like we're putting way too much pressure on ourselves. And I think we should look at these goals and vision boards as more inspiration to like what we want to accomplish and what we want to be for ourselves, rather than putting the pressure that like this is what we need to accomplish. And if it's not accomplished, then I'm going to feel shitty about myself.
Yeah. Or like they're just tasks. But I feel like it's like a continuous progress.
Exactly.
And you don't need to put like a strict deadline if by next year I'm not. No. Like you can maybe move your goals you had for last year and continue them to this year if you didn't start or you didn't finish. Like there's just no timeline. It's really just for you and you do it when it feels right. And then just looking at the progress.
Exactly. Yeah. And I was also reading. I was also reading something that's called productivity anxiety. And at first I was kind of like, ooh, because I was trying to find like, trying to find like podcast episodes that we could do. We could maybe
that
in
could
the future
be an interesting,
it. We'll see if we have enough information for that. But it's basically the idea that like, you're so focused on accomplishing things and trying to complete your goals that it's affecting like everything else in your life. So it can affect your sleep, it can affect your eating habits, like everything. And I was kind of like, it's only a week into the new year and I'm kind of feeling this, like I haven't been sleeping well the past few days. And like, it's not that I'm not tired, I just try to go to bed and I can't fall asleep.
Maybe you're thinking about something that you don't realize.
I think that's what's happening, because I did my vision board I think like January 3rd, and since then I've been doing my planner, I've been trying to plan in like content and things I want to do to accomplish my goals. And I think like I got too excited, so I was kind of like, okay, I want to do this so I can start working on this goal, blah blah blah. But like, it's affecting me now, so now it's only a week into 2023. So I need to backtrack a little and be like, okay, whoa.
Like maybe you just want to get started, but you want to accomplish it as soon as possible too. But like everything together can become a lot.
With that being said, Afi, do you want to get into your first 2022 goal?
Yes.
Let's start reflecting.
Okay. Here I've listed basically eating better. I feel like I haven't really changed my eating habits that much. I was still eating out quite a bit, like ordering. Uber Eats was one of my big issues. Like craving junk food late at night, And just not really planning out my meals. I don't think I was gonna, like, I didn't want to be super strict on myself, but more just like eating homemade food and things like that. So no, I did not accomplish that, unfortunately. But I'm more hopeful for this year.
You know what you can do with meal planners? Actually, a lot of people just like write down what they would like to eat instead of like, okay, I'm gonna eat this. Yeah. And maybe that'll help a bit.
Like work around it. Yeah. I think once I stop ordering food from like delivery, I'm good. Because I just use whatever is at home. And I did eat more recently, more home cooked meals. My mom, like rice, whatever, like Bengali traditional food. And I'd be fine. I think it's also like food marketing, like or not only food marketing, but like the psychology of like thinking you're craving something when you're not, and then you get it, also, and you're like,
I think you need to think about how
I think I'm addicted to food. Uber Eats, yes, maybe that too. No, that maybe like helped me. Yeah, but then I just redownloaded. I've tried. Oh my God.
I've tried. Okay, my first goal for 2022 was about the podcast, so it was kind of encompassing, like, we want to grow the podcast, we want more collabs, potentially sponsors, and own a studio. Yeah. So this was half accomplished. Yeah. We do not have a studio. It's okay. As you can see, one day.
Will,
and it's going to be beautiful.
Beautiful. Purple. Yeah.
purple, exactly. We didn't have sponsors, but that's fine. And we did do more collabs, I think.
Yeah. We still had guests. Yeah, exactly.
4 or 5.
Yeah.
We did grow the podcast, so super proud of us.
Yeah, good job.
High five. Hey. Yes. And I think that we're going strong.
You know we are going strong because, well, thanks to you. But like,
I mean,
yes, I participate, but like Kathy has that consistency in her, which definitely like pushes me. But like, I love that. So I feel like we are really consistent. Yeah. So that's amazing. And it's become part of our routine now. Back in the day where I was like barely completing brainstorms, here I am. Actually,
here we are.
Sometimes last minute though, but still like done. Having ideas. And we've talked about so many different topics. Like, I'm proud of us.
And I also think, talking about the pressure thing, I feel like I put less pressure on myself, and I was more adaptable, and I wasn't like, okay, if we can't get an episode out, like, it's not the end of the world.
I did notice that. I did notice. I'm proud of you.
I like try to talk myself through it to you. Yeah. I don't know if you noticed that, but sending you paragraphs being like, okay, well, like
justifying it.
You know.
Yeah, no, I understand. But you don't need to, obviously. Yeah. But I was always like, yes, like, I get it. And also, we did take a break.
Yeah, we took this
huge so I was like, okay, vacation. Yeah. Like, that was fun. Yeah.
Yeah, for the holiday.
But I think it made sense.
It did make sense. And I think I feel fresher because of it.
Same.
Like, I can't stop talking.
I feel like we can start. Yeah, like, we can. Our ideas are more focused and fresh and new.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the craziness of the holidays and everything that was going on. So, yeah.
And now we're in the new year.
We're in the new year. My next one was working out more. So, it kind of goes with the eating. Honestly, I haven't, like, had consistent workouts since, like, first year of pandemic.
Period.
Which is
same.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
Yes, I would go on walks, but it wasn't consistent. Like, I wasn't, and I feel unhealthy. Like, I know it. So that's definitely something I want to put in for the new year. Yeah, I did not. I don't think I was active enough, and I don't think I improved much in that. But it's okay.
Yeah, that was also one of my goals. It was get back on track with my fitness. Mm-hmm. I do not think I did that. I put in yellow because it's not that I never worked out.
Yeah.
But I wasn't consistent with it, like you were saying. So I think both of us have some things to work on.
Yeah, it's okay. We got this.
Yeah, it's fine. So I said expand my planner template business. Mm-hmm. I put it in yellow because I feel like it's an in progress thing.
Yeah.
I did come out with more templates and more series, but sales were not there.
That's okay.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's also a creative outlet for me, but I'm trying to
monetize.
Okay. Well, like, I'm trying to like get better at it. I'm trying to like actually get the sales and like expand it even more, but that's gonna be in 2023 goals.
It can be like not a research project, but like, you have to trial and error, right?
Exactly.
These are new things, so you have to see like what works, what doesn't.
Yeah.
So you should be proud that you came out with these planners and you're like,
they're
on top
so
of it.
Fun.
Yeah, they're super, guys, like, check them out. They're super cool and
so
customized.
Yeah.
And
there's an Afiat planner for all you students out there. It's a study planner.
I love it. So my next one was moving out. Okay. Yeah, because I think that it's crazy in what a different place I was last year too. So it's like your goals might change, you know. right now, I don't think I really want to move out, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I think maybe at that point, I don't know if like my relationship was different at home, but I feel pretty comfortable at home. And I can't see myself moving out at this time because I literally have everything. Mm-hmm. I don't want to pay bills.
Yeah, you don't pay for anything.
I don't want to pay. Yeah, I'm good. I used to feel like I needed to be independent and learn how to live alone, but I don't want to. Like, I like living with, like, yeah. my family. I know it's good. Like, eventually you'll adapt if you do live on your own or with a roommate. But, like, living in an apartment by myself, I'd be scared.
I'm telling everyone, like, I can't live alone.
I think if I have, like, whatever partner or get married or something, then it'd be fine. Yeah, exactly. Or a roommate. But
I just watch too many horror movies. I scare myself.
I literally hear a crack. I check out my window before I go in my own house.
We're not even going to get into that.
I check under my bed, guys, still.
We can't get into that. That's like but, a whole other episode.
Yeah, that's something else. But I think, I didn't accomplish that. But it's also not something I necessarily want this year. Mm-hmm. So it kind of, I guess my goal changed throughout the year.
And that's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
My next goal was create my new business. I wrote ideas in the work, but don't want to steal the secrets. I did not do this.
Yeah, I think I know what it is. Like,
I don't think this is going to happen.
No?
Too much money.
Maybe later on, right? You can put it on the side for now.
It might happen, but it's kind of like, I'm trying to also focus more on my financial situation.
Right.
And like, that's not.
You can work on businesses like that don't need you to commit financially as much, maybe. Like, the planner is something nice because you have the resources where you don't need to spend, like, so much money to put it out. Yeah.
So that's just not happening.
That's okay. It changed. Your goal kind of changed. Exactly. Yeah. Then I had get a new car. I don't know why. It's just funny. So I did not get a new car. Given also the economy, it just got more expensive. It didn't make sense. I don't need to use my car that much. And I still have cars that in general I can, like, are still working even though they're old. So just, like, I was trying to save money. So it wasn't a necessity to get a new car. And I did not.
I have take more breaks, which I kind of did. I think it was more towards the end of the year. I started to, like, say, like, this day a week, I'm not doing anything. I think it was, like, Monday nights.
Yeah.
I would not do anything. So, like, I kind of gave myself a break. Yeah. But, again, I'm just
still working.
I have productivity anxiety. I need to do something.
I think you can continue giving yourself even more of a, like, break. But it's still good that you started like that. Yay, proud of you. Thank you. My next one, because I think a year ago, I was still in school. I was finishing my last semester. That's crazy. So much has changed. I had to put a picture of, like, a desk and studying. So I'm assuming it was focusing and studying, like, being better at doing my schoolwork. I don't know if I fully focused all the time, but I graduated, so yes! I put yes. I think that was the goal.
Graduate.
Yeah. So I think that was the goal was to graduate. So I put it as, like, kind of done.
It was accomplished. It was done.
Exactly. It's done.
Okay. I put buy a designer bag. I actually put it in red, but I did do that. So if you guys don't know, me and Lana have
A little baby.
We have a little Gucci baby bag.
Oh my god, Gucci baby bag.
We're co-parenting. We bought it together. It's at her house right now. I need to get it back. I haven't worn it in a while.
I need to get it back.
Actually, the clasp on it broke, so I need my mom to fix it.
Oh, can't you get, like, a warranty thingy? Like,
no, it's it's a used bag.
Oh, okay.
It's not a new bag. It's a used bag. We bought it in Paris.
Yeah,
actually,
that's actually iconic.
Yeah, it is iconic at a reseller.
Yeah.
I remember specifically picking it up.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my god, Liana. And she turned around. She's like, we need it. And I'm like,
wow, both of you.
Bought.
Love at first sight.
Yeah, love at first sight. So yeah, I actually did accomplish that.
Yeah, I know.
It wasn't the designer bag that I had in mind when I first made that goal, but it's still a designer bag.
It is still a designer bag.
It is a designer.
It is. I love that for you. I know. I saw it. I was like, Kathy. you did that. What do you mean?
It's not in my room right now.
Okay, that's like, yeah. At her house. But that's kind of cool that it's like such a, it's like a prized possession. Yeah. And you like share it.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
Wow, what a luxury. Okay, so my next one was reading more. Mm-hmm. So I think I did read a little bit more this year, but it's definitely slow progress.
That's fine.
I ended up getting a Kindle, which I love, but I need to pick it up more. But I have read more this year, which is like half a book.
It's fine.
I know. It's just embarrassing, but it's fine. I have improved. So I think that's what matters.
We should have put on our goals that we should do a monthly book club. I've mentioned this like
every episode. Yeah, I think you've talked about it. But, yeah.
Like, we're not reading the same books. We just talk about the books we're reading and we drink wine.
Oh, and then like, I tell you about my book. Yeah. You tell me about yours. And
just drink wine, have snacks.
Because usually book clubs are just one book and you all talk about it. But it's kind of boring.
Like, even with like our other friends, like we don't all read the same books.
Yeah, exactly.
And like, we're not going to force each other to read our books, you know?
Yeah. I mean, if we did that, I'd definitely be more, it would force me to read.
I think that'd be cute.
Do you think everyone else would join?
I think so. Yeah. I've spoken to them about
it. We can do it. I'm down. It could be a New Year plan. Book club. We can have like, or you can, if we don't want to meet up, we can literally just be on Facebook.
Yeah.
No, but we could meet up too. Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Good old Zoom dates.
Yeah. Okay. So I had grow my fashion blogger Instagram and get more collabs. So I for sure did that. I didn't reach, I had a numerical goal to reach for that. I didn't reach that, but I still grew it.
I had
a good amount. I have a good amount of engagement. Get more collabs. I think I did get more collabs.
I think so.
Honestly, it's a blur, but I think
But you did get this year. Like I remember.
I got some.
Yeah.
So I don't know if
that's
I got
amazing.
More. Yeah, I want more this year.
More.
Let's
but,
get it.
Like, I know you had a number in mind, but it's also like that number is just something to reach for, but it doesn't mean we need to reach it to be successful,
exactly.
If that makes sense.
Yeah,
it's just
yeah.
The improvement
that's
that
the
matters.
Whole vibe of this episode. Yeah. It's like inspiration.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
And I was telling Kathy, I think I randomly was just looking at her like feed. Yeah, I told you. I don't,
honored.
And I was like, damn, like, she's good.
Stop.
Like I was like the looks and everything. Yeah. I was like the things you put together, the way you take your pictures. I was like,
oh my
damn,
God, stop. My ego
no
is
quality. No, but it's true. Like I just and it looks amazing and all.
Stop
your
it. Pictures.
I'm serious. I was like, who's this like gorgeous lady?
No, you're gorgeous.
Shut up. We're so cringe. I love it. Okay, so my turn again. Okay. My next one was learning how to write and read in Bengali. Mm. So I know how to speak like fluently-ish.
Yeah.
Like I use some Anglicism, but I don't know how to write and read. And I thought I always wanted to learn a new language, but I was like, why not do my own given that I can speak it already?
Exactly.
So it might make it easier. I think I like tried to watch, I was on Duolingo or downloaded an app like once and then I never looked at it. So I definitely didn't accomplish it, but it's still there. Like
it's still there.
I'm still gonna try to carry it on to next year.
You have your foot in the door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the intention is there. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. I wrote get back into trying more creative makeup looks. So I kind of did that. I think makeup has kind of been on the back burner for me, especially like in the creative and like posting sense, because I've been more focused on like fashion and other things.
Yeah.
But I did do some creative looks. It's just like when I get random inspiration, I'm like, okay, I feel like doing this, then I'll do it, you know?
Yeah. No, I get it. But it's also a lot of like work to put in. It's like a different type of work.
It's time consuming. It's fun and it's relaxing to me. But like sometimes I just don't.
You're focusing more on the...
It's more fashion.
Fashion
has always
sorry.
Been my first love, if you would, because I was always like, I wanted my own fashion clothing store when I was younger. So I think fashion has always been number one for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like in 2015 when like makeup became a craze,
I think
my obsession became bigger
and
now it's kind of died down, I find.
Yeah.
So...
No, I get it. No, for sure. But yeah, sometimes it's hard to focus on like multiple things at the same time.
Yeah, for sure.
My next one was, it's pretty broad, but overthinking less.
Mm.
Because I feel like I always think about like things I did in the past and reflecting and replaying them. Like, girl, that's not going to bring you anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to kind of stop doing that and just go with the flow. Whatever happened. I think I did become better at just...
That's good.
Yeah, moving. I don't have any concrete like numbers for that. Just... being more confident, I guess, and just not trying to not let what other people say about me or things like that really affect me. Yeah, I think I've gotten a little bit better. Yeah.
Okay, love that. Okay, learn how to cook. I cooked once last year.
That's okay. That's...
Question mark.
You know how to cook, though.
Okay, so it's not that I can't cook. Yeah. It's that I don't cook.
Cook, yeah.
And, like, cooking is not a passion for me. Like, I don't get excited to cook. Mm. I get excited to bake. Mm-hmm. Cooking, I'm like, God, this is a chore.
Yeah. But that's okay. You don't have to force yourself to like cooking.
I know, but eventually I need to know what I'm doing.
I get it, yeah. Or maybe you can find recipes that'll make you enjoy it a little bit more. But as you practice, it'll get better. I get excited to,
like, try it. That's the thing. But, like, actually doing it, I'm yeah. like, God, it's gonna take so long.
It is a lot of work, especially if you're trying something new and you don't yeah. like know it. Honestly, I don't know how our parents do it. Like,
I don't understand.
How do they have these recipes in there? Okay, I know how to cook based off cooking. YouTube. Okay,
yeah. I follow a recipe yeah. to the T. Even when I bake something new, I'm like, I need the recipe. But that's probably my type of personality. I'm like, I need structure.
Yeah.
But even when I'm cooking, I do that. And then, like, if my mom's helping me and she's like, "Oh, just do that," I'm like, "No."
Oh, we're like
the recipe, yeah. Because I need to know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
No, not that sure. you're just helping me and you're like just toss it in. Like, I want to know how to do it
so that you can remember. Remember, exactly. like what to do yeah. yeah no for sure
and also like I want to follow the recipe that I'm doing just to make sure it's actually gonna taste
good yeah like, exactly yeah anyways. No anyways, for sure
did not do that
yeah that's okay you yeah. can you have time to work on that yeah. if you want to. Okay, my next one was drink one smoothie per day.
I remember that. Yeah,
because I forgot about it, but then I saw the smoothie cup and I'm like, ah, yeah, remember. Yeah. So it's been like 3 weeks that I'm like, okay, gotta drink a smoothie. Honestly, I forgot about the one smoothie a day, but I just got lazy and yeah. I did not drink 365 smoothies.
No, you did not. But you know what's easier for you to do that if you want. Like, a lot of people take, like, baggies and they freeze
it. Yeah, that's what I did.
Just put it in. Oh, okay.
I cut up all my fruit yeah. before and I got fresh fruit because apparently...
You don't have to have it every day, though.
No. Every day is a lot.
A lot of people use
that. Yeah, but someone told me apparently frozen fruits, there's something, like, that's not...
No,
yeah.
everyone uses frozen
That's fruits. What I thought, too. That's but anyways, I cut up my fresh fruit that I had and I freeze it because it was gonna go bad anyway, yeah. so it was perfect. But I still... Like, I have a bunch. Like, I just... Okay. Tomorrow, I'm gonna try my
you
best.
You just do it when you want.
Yeah,
you
I know. Like, no pressure. Yeah.
Okay, travel. I did that. I went to Paris. I went to Mexico. Ooh. And I went to New York.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
It was a good travel year.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I want to go back to Paris.
I need to Beautiful. Go back and like redo my experience.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. But no, but everyone tells me like it's really nice and also... Just, like, it's perfect for, like, pictures, even walking yeah. around. The food is good.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm 100% a city girl, though. Like, yeah. I went to Mexico. It was a vacation. Mm-hmm. Loved it. But we were both bored. I'm gonna say that because we're doing nothing. Mm-hmm. And, like, Nick kept going to play activities in the pool. And I'm like,
and you were just there.
Gonna do that. So I was just reading all day, which yeah. is fun. Like, I love reading. But yeah. at the same time, like, I need to do something. Like, the highlight of my day was, like... going to see the show at night, like, because we were doing
there
night,
was and I love yeah shows,
you know what I mean,
yeah,
so like we're trying to see maybe a cruise next year because that would be my jam,
yeah,
so we'll
why
see.
Not
this year, not next year, sorry,
yeah, we're already yeah. next year. But I think yeah I get it because resorts it is very relaxing because you basically have yeah. to just cool down and relax, yeah. But did you guys do excursion like a bit outside?
We did one excursion, yeah. But the thing is, I am very particular about the adventures I'm doing, and we did like a cenote thing, but I cannot swim well and I mm-hmm. get anxiety when I'm swimming, and he kept leaving me alone because he wanted Nick. To jump off the cliff or whatever, and I'm like, I cannot be alone in this water yeah. right now.
Oh, I feel you.
Oh my God. It was like anxiety inducing for me. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, no, I feel you. I'm also like, well, I can't swim at all.
Yeah.
And at one point we went snorkeling and I was like, it's a good idea yeah. for me to go in the ocean too when yeah. I don't know how to swim. And I did obviously, wait, I had to have a life jacket. Then how would I have
Some don't. Remember I told you that one time I jumped in and then I was like, shit, I don't have a life jacket, and I got an anxiety attack.
Oh, yeah. Like, but I think I did. Don't.
Because, like, you have to ask for it because some people are strong swimmers. So
yeah, true. Exactly. But I think I did because I would have drowned if I jumped yeah, into the water. Yeah. So I probably did. But I was...
It's still... Yeah.
I was still... Because I didn't know how to balance myself even with... I don't know what the... I don't know. Maybe I just didn't know how to... Yeah. And you know when you're scared and nervous yeah. and having anxiety, yeah. you're just not... And the snorkeling thing, yeah. I just didn't... didn't know how to coordinate breathing underwater with that. And I was like, and my friend thankfully was like there to.
I think my anxiety comes from like what's in the ocean. And especially the cenote, we were in like a cave, so it was all dark. And I was like, I cannot see what's under me. And I know it's fresh water, so there's nothing in here.
Yeah.
But it still scares me because I'm like, what if something is in here?
Oh, no.
Like,
for
that's
sure.
what I get anxiety about. I'm like, something's going to snatch me and I'm gone.
Oh, my God.
Stop. Like, I can't. Okay.
No, definitely. No, I get it. It is. For me, if I step on seaweed, I get freaked out.
Oh, same.
Out.
I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah. Anyways.
But I think resorts, for me, like, we both agreed, I think resorts are reserved for like groups, because if we're just two people and can there's like not much to do, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and like
sure.
there's only so much talking we can do because we talk like every day already.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's kind of like okay.
Yeah, or yeah, that's the thing. Or you can like maybe shorten the trip, but then is it worth it?
Yeah,
like
no.
Yeah.
Anyways,
mine was work on music / singing ish. So I did accomplish that because I started voice lessons.
Yeah.
So it was,
you're still doing them?
Yeah, I'm still doing them, and they're just for fun, honestly. And it's just like this is the first time where I feel like, okay, wow, like I'm actually like, I told myself a while ago, like a long time ago in high school, like I'm gonna one day do this just for fun for myself. And yeah, I love my teacher. It's super fun, and it's like almost like relaxing, like meditation. Oh, I love it. It's really good. Nice. Yeah, it's super fun.
I love it. Okay, I had read 15 books the year before. I had 11.
That's really good.
I didn't hit 15. I hit 22. Bitch. I did that. I was so proud of myself.
That's amazing.
I hit 15 in like spring, I think, or summer, and I was like,
22
shit.
Is a lot of books.
It is a lot of books. Well, some people read 100.
Yeah, I know, but still, okay, for me, that's a lot.
Did you even enjoy the book at that point? Like, how do you read like that? Anyways.
Like, whoa. That's amazing. I'm so proud of you. Yay. Okay, my last one was decorate my room. And I think I did kind of accomplish it. Not that I decorated intensely, but I'm at a point where I like how my room is, you know, so like whatever is in there. I could always add stuff, but I made it a space where I feel good going. Okay. Yeah.
I feel like a lot of the times bedrooms, it's like it's never finished completely.
Exactly. You can
always
change.
Find something that you want to change or add to it. So like.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And that's it.
Wait, I have one more.
Oh, okay. No. Okay. That's it for me. Sorry. Okay. You go ahead. Yeah.
Buy a Nintendo Switch. And it's right there.
We love our Switches. I played it more.
Oh, same. I played it more.
Yeah. And I played in New York and I got Zelda. Love it. I have the Breath of the Wild.
Oh, I want it so bad.
Which one do you have?
I have Skyward Sword.
Which one is that one? Before or after it came out?
No,
maybe it's more
but
recent?
That one is more like you're frolicking in the field.
Yeah,
like I had that similar game on the Wii and I loved it, and Erica has been telling me I need it
for Breath of the Wild.
I just haven't bought it yet.
I didn't think I would like it that much, but I love it. But guys, I get so frustrated when I don't know how to do something or like attack or like go. I'm like,
I'm really bad at camera angles. I have to like stop
and then turn it. Yeah,
I can't
same.
Do it at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay, love it. Let's get into 2023.
Yes.
We're also going to have our vision boards for 2023 on our Instagram, so be sure to follow us there if you want to see it.
So, since I ended my internship and right now I'm kind of looking for a new opportunity, my first goal is to start a new job in learning and development / related to that by spring.
Ooh, you know what? I like that you put...
Like a season.
Like a measurable
Measurable goal, yeah.
Measurable goals.
Yeah, for some of them I did that because for this one I kind of know what I want more.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, by spring that would be ideal to have it because I still get to relax. Honestly, it's great. I will say I love it. But I think eventually it's going to get a bit boring and I'm excited to start something new, but I still am in the relaxing stages. Yeah. So yeah, by spring would be great.
I love
so
it.
So hopefully.
Okay, we're going to manifest.
Yes.
Okay, so I'll do a work one too. Get promoted at work. That's my goal. I feel like it's gonna happen.
It's
feel
coming.
It in my bones. But I just need a promotion. I just feel like I've been working my ass off and I feel like I'm ready for it.
You got this.
Thank you.
If there's anyone that should get a promotion, guys, it's Kathy.
Job.
It's true.
No, but I do feel like I'm ready for it, so
you
let's
got
do
this.
It. Let's get
you
it.
Got this. My next one was related to the last that I did, but it was basically continuing my voice lessons and improving just for fun.
Yeah.
I will say that I'm I should be practicing a bit more, like, at home, obviously, because if not, your progress will be slow. And it's just for fun, but it's still nice to see your progress. So just practicing a little bit more. And what I like is that my teacher was like, just book yourself 10, 15 minutes. That's all. Because, well, that's all you need every day.
Yeah.
But once you start doing it, you're going to want to continue for longer. So you're just going to end up doing, like, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, an hour, you know? I'm like...
I love that. That sounds so fun.
Yeah, it is really fun, honestly. Yeah. It's the first time I'm doing something that's, like, a hobby that I stick to, like, lessons that's not related to school, just for fun for me. Yeah.
Oh, my God, I love it. I have more of a following on my Instagram and TikTok. I know followers aren't everything, guys. I don't need the lecture. But for me, I just feel like it's measurable to, like, the content that I'm producing and sharing with the world. It's like correlated to that.
It makes sense.
Like,
yeah,
you're liking what I'm putting out, so you want to see more of it. And exactly, that's what, like, it gives me, it makes me feel warm inside. Yeah, you know? So I'm like, wow, you actually care. And I feel like my TikTok actually grew really well this year
on top of your idea that because you were saying how followers are not the main goal, but it is like feedback that you're basically receiving.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like people saying, oh, they like your content. So it makes sense because they're like, it's going to push you to keep going. So it's valid.
It's a motivator.
Exactly. So totally valid and proud of you. And you got this. My next one was basically finishing at least 2 books this year.
We're doing it.
Yeah.
We're going to accomplish it together.
Yeah. I think like once on my Goodreads, I had put like 15 and I'm like, but it's like sometimes it's unrealistic. So it could be even more discouraging when you know it just doesn't measure up. So now that I can realistically see that, okay, that's around the goal that I need to get to because I didn't finish a book yet. So I think 2 is realistic.
And it's for sure realistic. Yeah. We can get you like 200 page books and you're gonna love it. You're gonna love this. I'm actually gonna bounce off of that. So I do have reading again as my goal. I put 20 books this time because I did 22 last year. Sure. So I'm gonna put 20 because maybe I might read longer books because I feel like I was reading kind of shorter books last year and that's how I got to that many.
Yeah.
So we're gonna see. I think 20 is a good
amount. You got this. And you don't need to pressure yourself either because, like, it's obviously for enjoyment, but it's nice to have that goal. It's like a challenge.
I already finished a book this year.
Okay. She's already ticked off one.
It was, like, very quick. And I was like, this is within a week.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So I think that'd I can do this.
If I could read a book and finish one in a week.
It's just because, like, when you get really attached into to it, you can't put it down.
Exactly.
That's what was happening.
I just need to create the habit of, like, picking up my book and,
put it in a routine.
Okay. My next one was reading / learning more about South Asian history.
Ooh,
yeah. Because
I like that.
I always... Obviously, these are, like, my roots, but I feel like I don't know enough about it where I can add to conversations or just understand where I come from, where are my ancestors from, and it's just fun. Like, history is fun, right?
And it
is fun. Yeah, like,
it's
and
super interesting.
Even European history, I don't know much about it, and I'd love to learn, but I want to start with South Asian because it makes sense. So maybe, hopefully I can pick up a book about South Asian history. I just have to find the right one, but I think it'd be super cool, or like listen to something, anything, just to learn more about it.
Oh, I love that. That's a good goal. Okay, I have restart my YouTube channel. I know it's been on the back burner, but I've been posting my TikToks and Instagram reels to YouTube because now they have YouTube shorts, which we've been doing for the podcast too, and I actually grew my following through that.
It helps
like
so
it
much.
Really helps.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of like, okay, I kind of want to get back into YouTube. Like, it's super fun for me to, like, sometimes editing is a chore to me, I will say. Like, I don't love it, but like the actual content that I put out, like, it's super fun. So maybe I might do vlogs or like more makeup again. So kind of depends, whatever I want to record. I'm not going to put pressure on it. Just like, if I want to do one video a month, I'm going to do one video
a month.
Like,
exactly.
Really,
yeah. And it's more quality over the quantity.
Yes.
So if you're putting out some good content,
yeah,
and it makes people more like, ooh, like, when's the next
it's
one coming
fun.
Out?
Yeah, I like it.
I love that. My next one was buy a new MacBook in 2023. Yes! I know exactly the one I want.
Ooh,
guys.
Which one?
I want the MacBook Air. Mm-hmm. And the reason it's the newest one, it's like M2, because I want the midnight blue one.
I love that.
And they don't make it in the older Air that's still there. So I'm literally want to pay more just to get that color.
You know what? Apple marketing, bitch.
They did on purpose. 100%. 100%.
Yeah.
Like, but technically, even though I'm paying more, it's not just for the color. The computer itself would have, sure, like, better. But yeah, that's my goal. So hopefully I can get that this year. Sure. Yeah, that's definitely happening.
Okay, I have a podcast one again. So grow the podcast following and quality of production. Mm. So I just think we improve every year, even like little seasonally, things. There's like little things that we do. We always are improving.
Yeah.
I'm proud of us already. So I just wanted to keep it as cool.
I love that. Yeah. You see, I hadn't put a podcast one specifically, but it's basically what Kathy already said. And I'm trying not to put pressure on us, mm-hmm, too, because I want it to be enjoyable, but
yeah,
I obviously want to see us improve. And Kathy's really good at seeing like what works and what doesn't. So I've been like learning a lot from her, yeah, and just like things on social media, it's, and creating content.
The stats are so fun to me.
Yeah.
Like Kathy, every time I see something like that does better, it's like so interesting. I'm like, why yeah, did that do better? I'm like, is it because we cut it at this length? Is
yeah,
it, like,
you never really exactly yeah, know, but it's cool to try and test out things. Exactly. Yeah. That wasn't a written goal, but it was an unwritten goal. But my next one was invest myself / prioritize my religion more, so just become like a better Muslim. I think I've changed a lot in the way that, not the way that I was, but who I am, and I just want to commit myself more to like my religion, like just learning more about the things that maybe I don't know, and just like more spiritual.
Do you still go to the mosque to pray?
No, so I have not gone to the mosque in like since I was years, like young, but I did go recently with a friend. It's called Halakha. Basically, it's like they teach you something, mm-hmm, kind of like a, it's like a conversation amongst like all these Muslim women where you talk about like a lesson in Islam. Like last time we talked about compassion.
Okay.
And like how one of the names of, because Allah, which just means God, it's like God has 99 names, and each name means something, and one of them is like compassion. Whoa. So we're just talking about like what it means to be compassionate. Yeah. So just like literally lessons. It's not like a religious like, oh, you have to do this. It's, we're just talking about like the meaning and what Islam teaches you. So it just makes me feel more grounded. So I did go recently. I hadn't been to a mosque, and like I also felt intimidated because I'm like, I don't know, like maybe as much as everyone.
Yeah, for sure.
Like I still need to improve my knowledge, but I enjoyed it and I want to be like, just be a better Muslim, basically. Yeah,
I like that. My next goal is, again, grow my planner business. So I've recently made the decision. So I originally started on Etsy, and then Etsy was taking too much money away from me. So I went to a website. Mm-hmm. My website was not getting traffic, so I'm back on Etsy. Okay. I think it's going to be better. And, like, at this point, I kind of knew where it was taking my money. So I'm going to see if, like, this helps me grow better. And, like, Etsy has, like, organic marketing that already happens because people are always searching for stuff.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to help. So we'll see what happens. But, I want
to
grow it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you trusted something out. Maybe it didn't.
Yeah.
For example, like, if your goal is to just grow on your Etsy store, even though Etsy like may take money, at least that will help, and then maybe later on you can have like your own website once you get like the sales and all of that.
For sure.
That's great. Yay.
Yeah.
I love Etsy, and like it makes sense that people
way
just
more I used to shop like in high school on Etsy, and then I stopped, and now I'm shopping way more. Like a lot of Christmas gifts I got from Etsy,
they're so cute. I think in the future I would want to get like South Asian art pieces from Etsy, because you can find a lot of those like customized cute things on Etsy. It's great. Okay, my next one was actually buy a new car. So, okay, I'm unsure if this will happen in 2023, but just given, let's say, like my job search and knowing that some of them require me to go in office, and a lot of them are Saint-Laurent, like we're kind of like near where you're,
like, why is everyone so far from us?
I get it, because I guess it depends the company, like so if in the retail business or if they're, it makes, you know what I mean? So I'm like, okay, yeah, it's kind of far.
It takes an hour for me to drive there in the morning. On a good day, if there's no traffic, it would take 20 minutes.
Oh my, okay. Ugh. Anyway, so I would want a functioning car. Even though my cars work, they're old and they're not the safest. Yeah. So I want to feel secure.
For sure.
So hopefully, buy a new car if I need one. If I get a job that's like a bit far.
Yeah.
But if it's downtown, then I can easily take like public transportation.
Yeah. Okay. I had get 3 paid collabs on Instagram and or TikTok. So I've had collabs, like I said, last year, but they were more like me getting sent like products. But I want to actually get paid for like what I'm doing, because it does take a lot of work to actually come up with content and then post it and everything. So I want to see if I can get some paid ones.
Yeah, for sure. And now you've like gained the experience of doing collabs that are not necessarily like paying you, but you're getting an item. So be like, I have all this experience. Yeah. Come on.
We'll see.
You got this. Manifesting that. I'm sure you can. Okay, my next one was basically a continuation of what was on my board before, but reading and writing in Bangla. Mm-hmm. So just actually getting on that. Okay, no. I need to, now that I have this time off, I really... Okay, what I realized...
Plan, like, this day is going to be
reserved dedicated. Yeah,
yeah, that's, I think, smart. That's... Like, treat it as though it's, like, a course schedule.
Yeah, I was going to be, like, oh, 20 minutes each day, but I think what you said works better. And the thing is, when I was working, because I knew I had limited time, I would force myself, like, after work.
Yeah.
But now that I'm just... I mean, it's good. It's fine, because it's allowing me to just, like, let loose. Mm-hmm. But I do want to accomplish goals that I wouldn't be able to do all the time if I was working. Like, I have free time. Yeah. Like, so get on that. Yeah.
Okay. I have Take Nitsan's Mind Your Business course. Oh, so she's an influencer that came out with a business that's basically to help influencers or like people that are trying to get paid collabs and stuff like that. So I want to take the course to see if like it'll help me.
Yeah.
And she has a very good business mind. And that's why she became so successful at being an influencer.
Yeah.
So I kind of want to see what tip she has.
That's actually really cool. But I think it's cool that you're like, oh, I want to learn something from, like, let's say the influencer standpoint. I want to take this class. Like, sometimes it's nice to do research and get things for free, because I'm assuming you have to pay for the course, but that's okay. Like, I think it's okay, because it's also, there's so much information out there. You have to pick and choose. And but if you admire her,
they give like what you should be charging depending on your thought. Like, I want those specific insights.
Yeah.
And she has two courses out right now. I'm gonna do the first one, obviously, just like to get a little knowledge.
But yeah. No, that's super cool. It's an experience. Yeah. So that's amazing. Okay. Next for me was move my body 3 times a week. So what I meant by that.
That's my next one. And I said 3 times a week.
Oh, I'm dead. Because I feel like that's 3 times is like doable. Yeah. You give yourself 2 days like flexibility. Yeah. If I can do more, like just movement, not like this hardcore workout. Mm-hmm. It's like either walking, skip roping and slash home workout. So I do not want to sign up to the gym because I know that I will be too lazy to go, because I did that and then I canceled it after 5 days. Canceling was the best decision ever, because I need to get comfortable with like working out again just in general. So that's one of my goals.
Well, I'm just going to say, like, mine is work out 3 times a week. So yeah. I'll skip over that, but it's the same thing. Travel to Europe again. I don't know where in Europe. I would love to go back to Italy, but even Croatia.
Ooh.
I've been seeing so many TikToks on Croatia. Mm. And I'm like, shit, that looks nice. So I don't know where. I just want to go back to Europe.
Same. Yeah. I actually low-key was like, wait, I'm off. Should I just go travel? But then at first it's like, I don't want to go alone, and it's too spontaneous. Like, I need
you could do it, but.
And also I need to save money. Like, I'm also not working.
I'm on a no spend. I have a habit tracker and I put no spending.
So I'm trying not to spend either. Like, yeah.
I spend so much money.
It's also because Christmas and everything and New York.
Last year in total, I don't know what the fuck was up with.
Yeah.
I could not stop spending.
But like, it's also part of your job, like, because you're fashion.
It's not really my job. I'm not getting paid.
But it's your side.
That's why I want to get paid.
But no, it's okay. But I know you can do it. You got this. If there's anyone that can be like disciplined on that, it's definitely. I don't know why, but I want to go to like Spain. Sounds cool.
Oh my god, yeah. Even Portugal.
Yeah, it's just Portugal and Italy. Of course, it's like beautiful. And I feel like I would need to spend though, like to do all of like go to all the nice places in Italy, and the food must be amazing.
Italy though, it's very like do you want to go to the north or the south? Like, it's very different.
I'd have to do research. Had a guest, Alex Filion, that was on the podcast, and she's in Austria. Mm-hmm. Based off her TikTok, it looks so nice.
Beautiful.
You've been, it's
so beautiful.
I want to go. I'm like, I didn't know. Like, wow, it looks really cool. Honestly, so. Shout out, because it looks great. Yeah.
Also, sorry guys for this episode, but we're really motivated for the year.
Yeah.
And we kind of just want to say everything that
we thought of. Yeah. And my next one was only eat out 1 to 2 times per week / make homemade meals. So basically just focus. It doesn't have to be like, oh, only eat like this. It's more like start with making homemade meals. And just stopping the habit of always ordering late at night when you're craving something, or you think half the time I regret what I order. Like, half the time, like, I didn't even want also, this why like, I ordered.
Sometimes it comes so soggy.
Yeah, like, and gross.
The last time I ordered, like, my main was good, but then I got fries. Yeah. And there were so many fries, and I was so excited. Yeah. It was soggy as hell, and I didn't eat any of it.
Yeah, half the time, it's like, not it's even gross. Good. Exactly. So I try to remind myself, like, it's not going to be good. It's not going to be good. But yeah, 1 to 2 times, like, if I want to go out, if I'm, like, a special occasion, or my counselor was telling me, like, how about you make Fridays, like, okay, the day you order once, like, that week. So just being more strict on that. But
going off of that, I wrote cook something new at least 2 times per month.
Okay.
So I put per month because I think that's attainable and it's achievable. And I already have a plan to cook next week. Ooh. Don't know what. It's probably going to be some chicken dish. So yeah, sounds I'm going to try that.
I think that's actually such a good way because it's like you're looking forward to it, but it's not like, oh, I have to cook every day or I have to cook every week. Like, you're not putting the expectation
that... I have to build up to it because...
But that's good. And it makes it more fun because when it becomes like a routine and a task, like, it's not as fun. Next one was make therapy a priority when needed.
I like that.
Yeah. I'm still seeing a counselor that I'm provided through school.
Okay.
It just got extended. So that's nice, even though I'm not a student. And I don't need to see, like, someone all the time, but I feel like sometimes I forget it's an option.
Yeah.
And it made such a big difference just having someone to talk to. And even on your good days, like, because I was also like, wait, what do I talk about when I don't have anything, like, bad? Not problem, but an issue going on. But it's, like, it's also good to talk to someone when things are going well.
Yeah.
But, yeah, just remembering that therapy is there and that it's a good tool if I need it.
I love that. Nice. Yeah. Opposite of you, I put go out at least 1 time per month.
Okay.
Because I feel like something was re-energized in me when we were going out. Like, I think, like, all of fall, we were really going out more often.
It's true,
And, like, I was living my best life. I was so, like, happy. Because, like, even just, like, socializing with all our friends, like, it was just making me feel really good. So I want to prioritize, like, actually going out and doing something with people. I'm not going to count, like, date nights with Nick because we go out, like, more like that. Like, I want, like, friend hangouts.
Friend,
like, us going out more.
Yeah.
Not even to, like, be spending a lot. Just, like, hang out.
Be together. Nice bar, view. Yeah. You know? So, same. I love our hangout. We all make the effort to be there. We, like... It, like, becomes an event. I don't know. Just because we're, like, a few people in the group and everyone has their own schedules, like, we make it work and we always are communicating. And I just... It's always a good time with you guys.
It is.
And
it's fun.
Also because we all kind of know each other. So it's just nice. And I don't know. We're a pretty healthy friend group, I think. Yeah. Like, I feel comfortable around everyone. Like, I feel safe around everyone. And sometimes in some friend groups, it may not always be like that. So.
Exactly.
My next one was be more spontaneous. Because, yes, I like to do things. But sometimes, let's say I'm thinking about a vacation or I'm thinking about doing an activity. I think too much about it and I do too much research. And I spend so much time, it becomes exhausting. So I want to just be more like, okay, let's go eat here without me looking at 10,000 reviews. Okay, let's take a... Let me... Go and travel on my own because I want to instead of waiting for someone. Like, just try to be, but in appropriate times and stuff. But yeah.
Okay, I love that. I want to buy, I wrote buy myself a designer bag. I forgot that I did. But I want to buy, like, the designer bag that I want. So there's, I think, 3 that I have in mind. One is more affordable, so I think that one might be the one that
the
I get.
The first one?
Yeah. But I just... Bags are so fun. I want them so bad.
They are so... Like, I would love to just own, like, designer bag. I have a designer vintage wallet if that counts.
It does count. Hello.
But it is fun when you, like, own that. Because
it makes me also feel like I accomplished something because I'm like, I'm able to afford this.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know, like, I feel proud, you know?
Yeah. Because when we were younger, we'd always see people were like, when would I ever? But it's exactly. If you save or if you have money, you can definitely buy. My next one was learn how to swim. Because I've been wanting to for so long, and
Erica,
I,
we're coming at your pool.
Yo, seriously, no. But we did have like a time in the summer where we were trying, and I think it helped a little bit. I want to sign up for lessons in September, but then I was like hesitant because it is kind of pricey because they're private lessons. It's definitely something I would like to sign up for. I'm just waiting once I'm more financially stable.
Swimming is a good
workout.
I'm like tired with
it. Two in one. Yeah. Like I don't need to. Yeah. That's amazing. It is. And it's like enjoyable. It's not like you running on the treadmill.
And I think that's why I'm not a good swimmer, because like even like I can't stay out in open water if I can't touch the bottom because my legs get so tired. Like I'm not used to it. You know?
Yeah. Like I feel, but it also takes a lot of practice to get to that, because you can learn how to swim, but then becoming like a good swimmer. But yeah,
okay. My next one is host more hangouts with friends.
Best hosts.
Oh my god, I did. Okay, I had.
You
like,
should have an event planning business.
Okay. First of all, I have too many ideas for
businesses. I'm kidding. I'm later.
But you know what's funny? My mom and her best friend always said like when they would retire, they would open an event planning business.
Yeah,
because, like they're really good at it, and I think that's where I inherited it.
Probably.
But it's my god, I freaking love hosting. Like we had a couple of dinner parties this year. And it was like the best time. It wasn't all at my house, but like just having
them,
you guys,
But yeah, so you're really good at, like, okay, I'm sure it's tiring and exhausting if you do it too last minute, but like you're also good at planning. But don't you get exhausted? Oh yeah, yeah.
That part I'm like, oh,
it's
God,
the worst. It's the least favorite, least fun part of the event.
But actually hosting, like, it's just a good time.
Yeah, you're super good at it. So I would never even.
It feeds my soul.
My next one was basically more financially general, but just like save more / invest. But I need
to invest. That should be.
Yeah. But for me, I feel like I need to create a better saving in order to invest. Yeah. So working on my savings.
Love it. Okay. That. So my last one is have my 25th themed birthday. Okay. I'm not going to say what the theme is. I want to keep it a surprise, but I'm just going to say it's based off of one of my favorite movies. So at first, when I was younger, I think in college, I wanted my 25th to be a masquerade theme. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God, it would be so fun. We can dress up. But then someone I know that's close to me wanted that to be their theme.
Okay.
And they're older. So I can't do it after someone else.
Yeah,
like,
I get it.
It's not going to hit the same.
Yeah.
No, so now I have a new idea and it's going to be so freaking fun. I'm going to tell
wanna
you
get...
after.
Okay.
You.
I'm like,
I want to tell you, but sorry. I'm not going to tell the podcast because I don't want to say it and then it's not going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? No, for sure. So once it happens. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm super excited. I literally started my Pinterest board for it.
Oh my God. Okay. That's fine. It makes sense because it would be your next birthday.
Exactly. Yeah. Like literally right after my birthday, I think in September, I was like, okay, I'm planning this.
That's amazing.
I'm very excited.
Oh my God, I love that. Yeah. Okay, my last one was basically start taking more action as soon as something comes up. So basically less procrastination and more when tasks come up, just do it. When you think of something, just do it. Don't start thinking of like, no, just do it. Like, obviously, priority is important, but you don't need to start spending 3 hours deciding what to do.
Yeah.
It's easy. It makes it so much harder when I wait to do something. It makes it more unpleasant.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just procrastinating less and just doing
the
tasks.
And if you guys want to know how to procrastinate less, we did an episode. I think it was last month, actually, we did it.
Yeah, it was, like, recently.
It's a recent episode, so you guys can listen in. But those were our goals for 2023. I know we have lot of goals, but like we said, don't put pressure on yourself.
Yeah.
You don't have to accomplish everything. It's just things that you wish for yourself and you just get inspired.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know? And I think it's good to, like, I'm going to make myself look back at this because I forget.
You have to put it everywhere. Like this is the first time I put it as my desktop background because I'm just someone that doesn't like wallpaper that's busy. Mm. So I'm going to try it.
Yeah.
But I also always put it on my phone and my iPad as a widget. So I always have it. I put
smart.
In my planner. Like I have it everywhere now.
No, that's really
smart.
That's
what you have to do.
Yeah.
We're just going to do question of the week very quickly. So we asked you guys, what's the number one goal you want to accomplish in 2023? So we have a few responses. First one, moving out and or moving cities.
Ooh, that's a big one.
That is a big one. That's fun.
Exciting.
It is. Okay, next one, prioritize myself and my mental and physical health. Mm-hmm. Love that.
That's self-care important.
Always.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we preach. The next one, get fit. Okay, we love. Work on your health goals. And then the last one, professional success. Okay, we're manifesting professional success
for everybody. That you're happy, that you're doing what you want, getting paid what you want, making.
Period.
Woo!
Oh my gosh. Okay, guys, I am so excited for 2023. I don't know about you.
I'm pumped now. I'm like, I'm gonna go learn Bangla.
This whole episode, I'm like, I'm about to do everything on this one. So, if you're watching our video, you might notice that the camera quality is a little different. We had some technical difficulties, so now we're recording on the phone, but we just have our little outro to do. So, hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you did, please follow us on all our socials, subscribe to us on YouTube, leave a comment, leave feedback, leave a review, you know the drill. And that's about it. We're gonna keep it short and sweet just so we can close this off. But we just wanna say we believe in you guys. Yes. As soon as you set your mind to something, you're gonna achieve it.
You're gonna achieve it. You got this.
Let's make 2023 our year.
Yes.
Woo. Okay, see you guys in the next one. Bye.
Bye.